It's wonderful to be in your presence again. And we appreciate everything that you've done for us and everything that you've given to us in our lives. My question is about the knowing of past and future lives. As the Maori define the past as that which is before us, I believe that knowing where the soul is going helps us to quantify the journey. As you mentioned, from Phoenix to San Diego, if you know the journey, it's good to know about that. To understand the future, is it helpful to understand the past?
Well, when you think in terms of relativity, an awareness of where you've been or where you are and where you're going, all of that is necessary to provide a platform to cause you to focus. Certainly, there are wonderful things that you've experienced from your past that you want to keep active in your vibration in order to keep them coming into the future. And certainly, things that you've experienced from the past are all part of the defining and the focusing process. So it's just a matter of focus, and whatever tools you utilize to help you to focus, we think are beneficial. For the most part, we notice that there is plenty of information between where I am and where I want to be. And anything that we would dig up or activate from the past would have to be something very wonderful and very good feeling. We would not try to analyze past experiences that were not as we want them to be for the sake of stirring up contrast. Now, let us be clear about this. You understand that focusing is what creating is, and that contrast is necessary in order to focus. And so it seems that the ability to focus, the broader the range of information that you are utilizing, then the more you could focus. But when you think about it, when you focus the lens of a camera, isn't it coming into more specifics of where you are? In other words, if you focus out so far, you lose the power of the ability to focus. And so, from our perspective, we think that your powerful now holds all of the contrasting information that is really necessary for focusing. And we don't see very many people going very far into the past and providing themselves with a benefit.
Is the accumulation of the past, of the many lives and the many lifetimes, that which is our guidance system?
We want to take that in another direction and then bring us back round to that. The accumulation of all that I've ever lived is what the powerful present is.
Right.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
So now ask your question.
Is that the guidance system? Is that the very thing which
Not
gives
quite.
You the guidance?
Not quite, but it's part of it. It's one part of the vibrational relativity. In other words, the guidance system is based upon two perspectives, where I am in relationship with where I'm now going. So non-physical energy, not looking to the past, but imagining into the future, set you and your physical life experience into motion before you were a physical reality. And then you were born into this physical body with your ability to perceive, just as you knew it would be from non-physical. And now you stand on this basis of life experience in the powerful now, where we all stand, as the culmination of all that we have come to. So all of our pasts have culminated into the powerful leading edge place where you stand. And then you, bless your heart, explore contrast and come to conclusions even beyond what you could have concluded from non-physical, because now you are more specifically focused here in this physical body. So you, from your leading edge place, launch another rocket of desire, which Source immediately agrees with, and now the vibrational relativity between all that we have come to and where you currently stand in your leading edge place, that's where your emotional guidance system comes in. So it is accurate to say that you have gone in your leading edge experience into a probable reality that has not yet manifested, that Source has already seen through your eyes. Oh, this is big. We're hoping that you'll leave your unworthiness behind in a discussion like this as you start to recognize the importance of your place here, you see. The more you explore and examine the past, the more you are sure to repeat it, because the more you keep the vibration of it active in your vibration. Yes.